And now, a war in heaven. Michael and his angels versus the dragon and the dragon angels. And remember, Job, chapter number 41, verse 20. Out of the dragon nostrils goeth smoke, as out of a seething pot or cauldron, versus the woman. Given two great wings of a great eagle, O captive daughter of Zion, and, or, the virgin daughter of Babylon. Example, 2 Corinthians, chapter number 11, verse 2. For the Lord God am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For the Lord God hath espoused you to one husband, that the Lord God may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. And now, the theme for this prelude is, set up the standard toward Zion, the alarm of war, the sound of the trumpet, as waters of a flood, the dragon, went to persecute and make war with the remnant of the woman's seed, O captive daughter of Zion, versus the virgin daughter of Babylon, as keepers of the field, or they against her, and a seething pot. And the face thereof is toward the north. The slain is the flesh, and this city, the cauldron, and evil, and great destruction, appeareth out of the north. Forthcoming in detail, Lord willing. And now this segment is titled, A War in Heaven, Revelations, chapter number 12, verse 7, 9, 13, 14, 17. There was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought, and the dragon angels. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels cast out with him. And when the dragon saw he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman, which brought forth the man-child. And the woman was given two great wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And now, this segment is titled, The Woman, Given Two Great Wings of a Great Eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness where she is nourished. Example, how did the Lord God bear you on eagle's wings and brought you unto himself? Exodus, chapter number 19, verse 4 and 5. Isaiah, chapter number 63, verse 10. And Exodus, chapter number 23, verse number 2. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. Ye have seen what the Lord God did unto the Egyptians, and how the Lord God bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto himself. Now therefore, if ye will obey the Lord God's voice indeed, and keep the Lord God covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto the Lord above all people, for all the earth is the Lord God. But they rebelled and vexed the Lord God's Holy Spirit. Therefore, the Lord was turned to be their enemy, and the Lord fought against them. But if thou shalt indeed obey the Lord God's voice, and do all that the Lord God speak, then the Lord would be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. And now to recap. A war in heaven. The dragon cast down to earth. The dragon persecute and make war with the woman. The woman, given two great wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness where she is nursed. But they rebelled and vexed the Lord God Holy Spirit. And now a question. The woman. O captive daughter of Zion, or the virgin daughter of Babylon, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ, which too did build the house of Israel. Example, Ruth chapter number 4, verse number 11, to recap in part. And now, a word about a dragon. Job chapter number 41, verse 20, 34. Proverbs chapter number 16, verse 18. Out of his nostrils goeth smoke as out of a seething pot or cauldron. He beholdeth all high things. He is a king to the children of pride. Pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Example, evil and great destruction appeareth out of the north, a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north, for coming in detail, Lord willing. And now, this segment is titled, The Woman versus the Dragon and Mystery, Babylon the Great, the Mother of Harlots and Abominations of the Earth versus O Captive Daughter of Zion continued. And now a question. Isaiah chapter number 1 verse 21. Revelations chapter number 3-4. Excuse me. Revelations chapter number 17 verse 3-4-6. And chapter number 16 verse 6. And chapter number 13 verse 8. How is the faithful city become a harlot? It was full of judgment, righteousness lodged in it, but now murderers. So the angel carried John away in the spirit into the wilderness. And John saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And now a question. The mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. How has the faithful city become a harlot versus abominations of the earth continued? And John saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when John saw her, John wondered with great admiration. For they have shed the blood of the saints and prophets, and the Lord God has given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship the beast, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And now to recap, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundations of the world, O captive daughter of Zion versus the virgin daughter of Babylon continued. And now this segment is titled, The Mystery of the Woman, Drunken with the Blood, the Woman. John saw a woman upon the beast. Revelations chapter number 17, verse 7, 14, 18, 15. And the angel said unto John, Wherefore didst thou marvel? The angel would tell thee the mystery of the woman and the beast that carried her, which hath seven heads and 10 horns. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For the Lamb is Lord of lords, and King of kings. And they that are with him are called, chosen, and faithful. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. And the angel said unto John, the waters which thou sawest, where the horse sitteth, are peoples, multitudes, and nations, and tongues, forthcoming in detail in another episode, Lord willing. And now the title for this prelude is Set Up the Standard Toward Zion, the Alarm of War, the Sound of the Trumpet. As waters as a flood, the dragon went to persecute and make war with the remnant of the woman's seed, O captive daughter of Zion, versus the virgin daughter of Babylon. As keepers of the field are they against her, and a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. The slain is the flesh, and this city, the cauldron, and evil, and great destruction, appeareth out of the north, forthcoming in detail, Lord willing. And now, this segment is titled, The Woman John Saw. John saw a woman upon a scarlet-colored beast, the woman drunken with blood. Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth, once righteousness and judgment lodged in it, but now murderers continued. Example, O captive daughter of Zion versus the virgin daughter of Babylon continued. Isaiah chapter number 47. Verse 1, 6, 10, Ezekiel, chapter number 22, verse 6, 9, 12, 13, 4. Come sit down in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground. There is no more throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. For thou shalt no more be called tender and delicate. The Lord God was wroth with the Lord God people. The Lord God hath polluted the Lord God heritage, and given them into thine hand. Thou didst show them no mercy. Upon the ancient hast thou very heavily laid thy yoke. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. And thou hast said in thy heart, you are, and none else beside you. In thee are men that carry tails to shed blood, and in thee they eat upon the mountains. In the midst of thee they commit lewdness. In thee have they taken gifts to shed blood. Thou hast taken usury and increase, and thou hast greedily gained of thy neighbors by extortion, and hast forgotten the Lord God, saith the Lord God. Behold, therefore, the Lord hath smitten the Lord God hand at thy dishonest gain, which thou hast made, and at thy blood, which hath been in the midst of thee. Thou art become guilty in thy blood that thou hast shed, and hast defiled thyself in thy idols which thou hast made, and thou hast caused thy ways to draw near, and are come even unto thy years. Therefore have the Lord God made thee a reproach, and unto the heathen, and a mocking to all countries. And now, this segment is titled, Set Up the Standard toward Zion? As keepers of the field, are they against her? Example, O captive daughter of Zion, and the virgin daughter of Babylon, evil and great destruction appeareth out of the north, continued. Jeremiah chapter number 4, verse 6, 17 through 21. Set up the standard toward Zion. Retire, stay not. For the Lord God will bring evil from the north and a great destruction. As keepers of the field, are they against her round about? Because she hath been rebellious against the Lord God, saith the Lord. Thy way and thy doings have procured these things unto thee. This is thy wickedness, because it is bitter, because it reacheth unto thy heart. My bowels, I am pained at my heart. My heart maketh a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace, because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is spoiled suddenly, or the Lord God tents spoiled, and the Lord God curtains in a moment. How long shall the Lord God see the standard and hear the sound of a trumpet? And now, the theme for this presentation is, set up the standard toward Zion, the alarm of war, the sound of a trumpet. As waters as a flood, the dragon went to persecute and make war with the remnant of the woman's seed. O captive daughter of Zion, versus the virgin daughter of Babylon, as keepers of the field, are they against her? And a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. The slain is the flesh, and this city, the cauldron, and evil and great destruction appeareth out of the north, forthcoming in detail, Lord willing. And now, a word unto the woman, Revelations, chapter number 12, verse 14, to recap. The woman, given two great wings of a great eagle, that she may fly into the wilderness, where she is nourished. Jeremiah, chapter number 6, verse 2. Zechariah, chapter number 2, verse 7, and Micah, chapter number 4, verse 10. The Lord God hath likened the daughter of Zion to a comely and delicate woman. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwelleth with the daughter of Babylon. Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon. There shalt thou be delivered. There the Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. And now, this segment is titled, Be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion. Like a woman in travail, the Lord will deliver thee. Verses, O virgin daughter of Babylon, continued. Jeremiah, chapter number 15, verse 21, 27, and Isaiah, chapter number 52, verse 2 through 5. And the Lord God will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and the Lord God will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible, and the kingdom and dominion, and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey the Most High. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus saith the Lord God, the Lord God people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrians oppressed them without a cause. Now therefore, what have the Lord God here, saith the Lord, that the Lord God people are taken away for naught, they that rule over them, make them to howl, saith the Lord. And the Lord God name continually, every day, is blasphemed. And now to recap. O captive daughter of Zion, verses. The virgin daughter of Babylon, the Assyrian, oppress them without a cause. Forthcoming in detail, Lord willing. And now, this segment is titled, Set Up the Standard Toward Zion, the Alarm of War, the Sound of the Trumpet. Example, O captive daughter of Zion, depart ye, go ye out from thence, touch no unclean thing. Isaiah chapter number 52, verse 11. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse 16, 17, and Jeremiah chapter number 51, verse 45. Depart ye, go out from thence, touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her. Be ye clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. For ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For the Lord will go before you, and the Lord God of Israel will be your reward. And now, the alarm of war versus the sound of the trump of God. For the Lord God himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we be with the Lord. The Lord God, people, go ye out of the midst of her and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Lord. And now a question. Jeremiah chapter number 4, verse 21. How long shall the Lord God see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? And now, this segment is titled, Set Up the Standard Toward Zion, O Captive Daughter of Zion, versus the virgin daughter of Babylon versus the bride, the lamb's wife. Example, there came unto John one of the seven angels. Revelations chapter number 21, verse 9. And there came unto John one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with John, saying, Come hither, the angel will show thee the bride, the lamb's wife. And the angel carried John away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed John that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. And now, the title for this presentation is Set Up the Standard Toward Zion, the Alarm of War, the Sound of the Trumpet. As waters as a flood, the dragon went to persecute and make war with the remnant of the woman's seed. O captive daughter of Zion versus the virgin daughter of Babylon as keepers of the field. Are they against her and a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. The slain is the flesh, and this city the cauldron, and evil and great destruction appeareth out of the north, forthcoming in detail, Lord willing. And now, this segment is titled, As Waters as a Flood, the dragon went to persecute and make war with the remnant of the woman's seed. Example, because the king of Syria, the king of Israel, and Ephraim, saying Syria is confederate with Ephraim. Therefore, the Lord God was turned to be their enemy, and the Lord God fought against them continued. 2 Kings, chapter number 16, verse 5. Isaiah, chapter number 7, verse 2 and 6. 2 Kings, chapter number 16, verse 7, 9, 18. Then Rising, king of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, came up to Jerusalem to war. And they besieged Ahaz, but could not overcome him. And it was told the house of David, saying, Syria is confederate with Ephraim. And the house of David's heart was moved, and the heart of the house of David people, as the trees of the wood are moved with the wind. Let us go up against Judah and vex it, and let us make a breach therein for us, and set up a king in the midst of it, even the son of Tabeel, the father of a puppet king. So Ahaz sent messengers to Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, saying, Ahaz, is thy servant and thy son come up and save Ahaz out of the hand of the king of Syria, and out of the hand of the king of Israel, which rise up against Ahaz. And the king of Assyria hearkened unto Ahaz, for the king of Assyria went up against Damascus, and took it, and carried the people of it captive to Kir, and slew Rezin, and the covert for the Sabbath that they had built in the house, and the king entry without turned Ahaz from the house of the Lord for the king of Assyria. And now, Isaiah, chapter number 14, verse 24, 25, 28, and chapter number 7, verse 13. The Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, surely, as the Lord God hath thought, so shall it stand, that the Lord God will break the Assyrians in the Lord God land, and upon the Lord God mountain tread them under foot. Then shall the Assyrian yoke depart from off them. In that year that King Ahaz died was this burden. The Lord shall bring upon thee, and upon thy people, and upon thy father's house, days that have not come, from the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, even the king of Assyria, continued. And now, this segment is titled, Because the King of Assyria, the King of Israel, and Ephraim, saying Syria is confederate with Ephraim. Example, the Lord was turned to be their enemy, continued. Isaiah, chapter number 8, verse 7, 8, 4, chapter number 7, 6, verse number 16, 17, 14, and chapter number 27, verse 7. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord bringeth upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, even the king of Assyria, and all the king of Assyria glory. And the king of Assyria shall come up over all his channels and go over all his banks. The king of Assyria shall pass through Judah. The king of Assyria shall overflow and go over. The king of Assyria shall reach even to the neck. And the stretching out of the king of Assyria wings shall fill thy land, O Emmanuel. For before the child shall have knowledge to cry, my father and my mother, the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria shall be taken away before the king of Assyria. For before the child should know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land that thou abhorrest shall be forsaken of both her kings. The Lord shall bring upon thee and upon thy people and upon thy father's house days that have not come from the day that Ephraim departed from Judah, even the king of Assyria. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And now a question. Isaiah, chapter number 27, verse 7. Hath the Lord God smitten Jesus Christ, as the Lord smote those that smote Jesus Christ? Or is Jesus Christ slain according to the slaughter of them that are slain by him? And now, this segment is titled, The Alarm of War and the Sound of the Trumpet. Example, O Assyrian, the rod of the Lord God anger, and the staff in their hand versus evil and great destruction from the north, continued. Isaiah, chapter number 10, verse 5. Chapter number 34, verse 2. Chapter number 14, verse 22, 21. Chapter number 10, verse 12. O Assyrian, the rod of the Lord God anger, and the staff in their hand is the Lord God indignation. For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and the Lord God fury upon all their armies. The Lord shall utterly destroy them. The Lord hath delivered them to the slaughter. For the Lord God will rise up against them, saith the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name, the remnant, and the son, nephew, saith the Lord. Prepare slaughter for his children, the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise, nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with cities. Wherefore it shall come to pass that when the Lord hath performed the Lord God whole work upon Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, the Lord God will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his high looks. And now, this segment is titled, Set Up the Standard Toward Zion. As keepers of the field, are they against her? Continued. Jeremiah, chapter number 50, verse number 17, 18, 28. Israel is scattered sheep. the lions have driven him away. First, the king of Assyria hath devoured him. And last, this Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, hath broken his bones. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, the Lord God. The Lord God will punish the king of Babylon and his land, as the Lord God hath punished the king of Assyria. The voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon do declare in Zion the vengeance of the Lord our God, the vengeance of the Lord God temple. And now, this segment is titled, The Word of the Lord Came Unto Jeremiah the Second Time, Saying, What Seest Jeremiah? Example, a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. The face thereof, these are the men that devise mischief and give wicked counsel in this city, and your slain is the flesh, and this city is the cauldron continued. Jeremiah, chapter number 1, starting at verse number 13, and Ezekiel, chapter number 11, verse 2, 3, 6, 7, 9, and Jeremiah, chapter number 1, verse 14, 16. And the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, saying, What seest thou? And Jeremiah said, Jeremiah seest a seething pot, in the face thereof is toward the north. Then said the Spirit unto Ezekiel, son of man, These are the men that devise mischief and give wicked counsel in this city, which say, It is not near. Let us build houses. This city is the cauldron, and we be the flesh. Ye have multiplied your slain in this city. Ye have filled the streets thereof with the slain. Therefore thus saith the Lord, Your slain whom ye have laid in the midst of it, they are the flesh, and this city is the cauldron. But the Lord God will bring you forth out of the midst of it, and the Lord God will bring you out of the midst thereof, and deliver you into the hands of strangers that will execute judgments among you. Then the Lord said unto Jeremiah out of the north, An evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land, and the Lord God will utter judgments against them, touching all their wickedness. Who hath forsaken the Lord God and burned incense unto other gods and worshipped the works of their own hands? And now, this segment is titled, Set Up the Standard in the Land, Out of the North, Blow the Trumpet. Example, the alarm of war, the sound of a trumpet. In the land of Babylon, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundations of the earth. Continued. Jeremiah, chapter number 6, verse 22, chapter number 51, verse 49, 11, 27 through 29, 49, and chapter number 50, verse 13. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, a people cometh from the north country, and a great nation shall be raised from the sides of the earth. As Babylon hath caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Make bright the arrows, gather the shields. The Lord hath raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes, for his device is against Babylon, to destroy it, because it is the vengeance of the Lord God temple. Set up the standard in the land. Blow the trumpet among their nations, prepare the nations against her. Call against her the kingdoms of Ararat, Mene, Ashkenaz. Appoint captains against her. Cause the horses to come up as the rough caterpillars. Prepare against the nations with the kings of the Medes, the captains thereof, and all the rulers thereof, and all the land of his dominion. And the land shall tremble in sorrow, for every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon. to make the land of Babylon a desolation without an inhabitant, as Babylon has caused the slain of Israel to fall, so at Babylon shall fall the slain of all the earth. Because ye were glad, because ye rejoice, O ye destroyers of the Lord God heritage, because ye are grown fat as the heifer, as grass, and bellow as bulls. And now in closing, set up the standard toward Zion, the alarm of war, the sound of the trumpet, as waters of a flood. The dragon went forth to persecute and make war with the remnant of her seed. O captive daughter of Zion, versus the virgin daughter of Babylon, as keepers of the field, are they against her and a seething pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. The slain is the flesh, and this city, the cauldron, and evil, and great destruction, appeareth out of the north, forthcoming in detail in another episode, Lord willing. We give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Men as Trees, cdministries.org, Christian Development.